Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
For me,
I won't say it across the board.
And I think
I
need to get back to space.
Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Happy Halloween. You have joined us for another robust conversation with Amongst Friends. And tonight is going to be lively. So, tonight we're talking about, are there any good men left? And then in the second segment of the show, we're going to be talking about, what is up with all of these desperate women? Okay, so, we all know and love, we got Jeff on the line.
What's up, everybody? Happy Halloween. Finally, all the women who are going to be out tonight dressed like hoes, who really are hoes, I hope you come out tonight. Thank
you.
Thank you.
And then, of course, Miss Heather will be in shortly. But Joey is on a little, doing something with the church tonight, but we're going to keep it crunk, we're going to keep it moving. Yes, last week y'all were crunk and pumped in the Facebook group, so I am expecting you guys to come on back out and, you know, show and prove. And, of course, if you're listening and you have something to say, please call us at 760-683-2662 so that we can get this party crunk. So, Jeff, now we've had this conversation over and over and over again. Are there any good guys out there? I mean, see, because it just seems like y'all married.
We out there. Yes, we are out there. However,
where you hiding?
We ain't hiding nowhere. That's the thing. We hunting right, and by the time you just got right women find us.
Wait. Pump your brakes, dude. What do you mean when we get right? Well, hold up. I'm going to need you to break that down and come at me one more time.
Okay. So, we've always talked about the situation where, you know, guys, we go off and we do all of our dirt. We do our dirt dog living. And then when we finally get ourselves together, we decide to go ahead and pursue a woman, be with a woman, marry a woman, have family settled down. My belief is that you all, women, do the same thing. Y'all talk like y'all ready to put the work in and this and that and the other thing when it comes to relationships, but y'all got some wild oats to show as well. And when y'all finally come around to it, when y'all get yourselves together, that's when y'all have the moment of clarity and start seeing dudes for who they are, good dudes. And you want those good dudes because now you can see your good dude, but it's too late. He's already bunged up. He already found his situation to be lacking. He has hunted well, and he's done. And all you can do is, oh, darn, missed out again. Oops.
So, really, yeah. I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, see, and here's the point. Here's the point of the conversation.
Are you finna be ugly?
Am I talking every?
No, I said, are you finna be ugly here? You know, like, are you about to say, here's the key point, DJ. You're still single.
No. Boys and girls out there, Jeff was not going to say that. I was gonna put the automatic stalemate up that we, at this point, can go ahead and put it out there. We are going to agree to disagree at this point in time, because if you don't see it, then one of two things is happening. I'm saying something that you realize to be true, maybe about yourself, maybe not, or you've never been this type of woman that I'm talking about. And it's fine if you're in either category, but that's the stalemate. So I just wanted to put that up.
Yeah, I think you're shucking and driving. I think you were really going to say that, you know, because that's the kind of cat you do. You'll throw one of those little fly bombs in there and be like, and boop, here you go, sit down, how about that? Yeah, chew on that and eat that for a little bit.
We're amongst friends, dude. And you know that if I was gonna drop that bomb on you, you would have called me out on it, and I would have said, "Oh hail to the yes," and I would have just re-pulled the pin on the second grenade and dropped it on you. But no, that's not the case here.
Okay, I'll let you slide on that. But I'm just saying, I don't know. It's a weird thing. Now, I will say this. In my earlier years, see, because people are saying, you know, when women ask the question, are there any good men out there? The first thing that guys or some of the ladies will say is, yeah, there are plenty of guys that's out there. It's those guys that you have placed in the friend zone. And so this is what I want to say to those people. In some cases, you are absolutely right. And they are in the friend zone because I am absolutely 100% not attracted to them. So being in a relationship, I don't care how many good qualities or what have you, or he's an extremely good dude and you never know what God has for you. I mean, that's a bunch of crap. I mean, because if this is the man I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, I at least want to be attracted to him. You know, even if it's not like he's looking like this man that I've designed in my head, but his swag is so on point. His confidence is so on whatever. And that's not the case. He don't look good to me. His swagger is at zero. His clothing game is at -500. And then his ambition level is non-existent. So there is absolutely nothing that I can do with that. But I will say this. I will say that when I was younger, there was an absolute list of, it is a no, well, it wasn't even a no, it was a hell to the no, that I am absolutely positively not interested. For those of you who don't know, about 10 plus years ago, I had the gastric bypass surgery, and I was like 332 pounds or whatever, and my philosophy was I didn't do big dudes. That was an absolutely positively, I ain't do it, because what we going to do, bomb belly? Yeah, not my thing, okay? So that was on the list. And, okay, so y'all already know I don't do short guys, so that was still on the list. And there was a couple of other things that was on the list. However, now in my 30s, I am knocking on the door of 40. That list has changed. There are some things that have come off that list, and I am more open to different guys, you know, friends that I would have never considered because of their stature. I actually, that isn't an issue. I'm looking for the core. So I said all that to say is I am in agreement that when women are a little bit younger, we feel like we have our whole life ahead of us, and we can kind of pick and choose. Oh, but when that big old 30 hits you, kind of slaps you around, it kind of makes you readjust and say, okay, maybe that's not such a big issue. Let's think about this. So I will agree with you there. Jeff, what are some of the other issues besides women being a little particular? Let's talk about this whole men being intimidated by women. And I preface this by, earlier this week, I posted a YouTube, and I think I'm going to position myself so that we can listen to the clip. But, Jeff, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the clip. And what this is, hold on, let me go back. We're going to make this work. We just got to get it together. Okay, let me do this. Jeff, what is your position on whether or not the reason why most females, or one of the reasons why females are single, is that men are intimidated by their success? Let's go there first. I'll prepare for the little clip, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. It's a percentage. You know, I can safely say that there is a percentage of men out there who feel like they want to be with a certain kind of woman. A woman who has herself together, a woman who is well prepared, who has learned to be well prepared for life, for ups and downs, and knows how to, you know, reap in the success of her hard work. But they are not, the guy himself doesn't feel like he is in a place to approach this woman because he might find himself to be a little lacking, and, you know, lacking in the financial area, lacking in, you know, his gear, you know, lacking maybe with his game. But he knows he has the very basic and the intermediate ways of loving a woman down, and he has that down pat, and that's all he can give. And he can definitely feel that it's not enough because of, like I said, the woman he wants is, you know, she's worldly. When she steps out to go to work, she looks like she's stepping out of a page of, you know, Gold magazine or something, or she always looks like she just got her hair done or something like that. So, I mean, it's a percentage out there that of guys who do feel that. But then again, I think there's more so of a larger portion of guys, a larger percentage out there who really don't feel that way. And they probably don't feel that way because they know that they, you know, they've conquered, you know, the all-together chick. But they've conquered her in the bedroom. they've conquered her in relationships. They've had them, tossed them away, whatever. So, I mean, that's just, you know, I just think it's a larger portion of guys that, you know, they know that they, she's really not a challenge, because when you break her down to the bare necessity of relationship, she's going to be cool with, you know, the situation that's put out there as long as you're loving her right, as long as you're, you know, when you deal with her, you deal with truth, you deal with love, you deal with care, you deal with kindness. All that other stuff is superficial to the relationship. Yeah, it makes two people look good, you know, makes them shine, so to speak, you know, but all in all, you know, I just know that, you know, it's those basic necessities that she needs. And she should be all right, and I will be all right in a relationship with her. So.
Okay. Well, okay. I get that. The difference, okay. So for those of you who don't know, for those of you who are listening and would like to get into the conversation, I'm going to provide you with a number so that you can call in and you can tell us whatever we're saying is a bunch of garbage or whether or not you agree. The number is 760-683-2662. Okay. So earlier in the week, I posted a YouTube clip of a... It was somewhat of a town hall meeting that took place about in 2010, which was when Steve Harvey's book came out, when Hill Harper's Conversations book came out. And what happened was Jackie Reed, what is her name? Sherry Shepherd, prior to her being married, Hill Harper, Hill Harper, I don't remember this other guy's name because I've never heard of him before, and Steve Harvey. However, Steve Harvey was the facilitator. And they got together to discuss why successful black women are in search for Mr. Right. And Sherry Shepherd was talking about how she needs a man who's going to be her partner, who's going to support her and uplift her, because that's what she's willing to do for her man. And Steve Harvey came back and said something that I thought was rather interesting, because I had never heard of it before. And that's where I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. And then, Jeff, I want you to give me your feedback on whether or not you agree with what he said, or, you know, if you agree with what Sherry said. The clip will take you into where Sherry Shepherd is talking, and then we'll get Steve's response. Okay?
Okay.
So, here we go. Here we go.
You do go through that, and a lot of times we are willing to stick that out with you, but it seems like men start to resent us. Like, we'll go out there and we work another job to try to, because you are not coming in with a job. They're not inviting you to the parties. They're not, you know, you're not getting where you want to be. So we take on an extra load. I done sold tea light candles and had Avon parties and Mary Kay parties to help my man to do another job. But then what happens for me is then there's a level of success that comes, and I have been up there in the cut with him. So that when I do go to my party that I'm invited to, gosh, I would like my man to be right there with me, but it seems like men have this problem being plus one. I'll let people know this is my man. I fight for this. And then, you know, sometimes I don't have time to validate you 24 hours a day. I'm out here as hard as you, and you don't want to be a plus one. You don't want to be the person introduced. You want to be the person introducing. And it's like, there's times when I go, I'll stand behind you and be quiet. Can there be times when you stand by my side or behind me, undergirding me? And that's what I feel like. I don't have that.
You know, here's another misunderstanding that's rampant throughout women. You keep using this term as successful women, that you're intimidating. Can I slow your roll for just a second?
Okay.
You are never intimidating to a man. I want to introduce another concept to you. As an ever, a real man, it's for what? I don't care how much you make, what you got, what you do, how where you live. A real man, you can forget the intimidation thing. Please, lady, stop saying this because you are adding an element that's not there. Have you ever, let me introduce this to you. Have you ever thought that instead of thinking that your man is intimidated, could not your man just be ashamed? Have you ever thought that for a moment? Brother, I hate to tell it to you, but we are. Sometimes we are just ashamed of the fact that we are not there yet. We are ashamed to the fact that we have not gotten to where we thought we'd be by this age in life. Have you ever considered that for a moment? But when you attach the term intimidation to it, you take on a superior role. That role, unknowing to you, acts itself out. And now all of a sudden, you're conducting yourself in a leadership capacity. So you ain't really capable of leading me nowhere.
All right. All right. So, hold on, Steve. So you will. Okay. So, as you've heard, Steve said that, ladies, have you ever considered that your man might be ashamed because of his position in life, that he's not where he wants to be at this time? So, Jeff, what is your opinion on that? Do you agree that there is that element that people should be considering, or do you think it's a cop-out?
No. He did hit a nail on the head. There is a level of shame. There is a level of shame that comes into play when your woman, your mate got all these accolades and you're not there yet. You're pressing forward, but you're not. You might not be getting results as quick. It's a slow burn for you, and it seems to be going at 100 miles an hour for her. I can see what he's saying, and that could come in place for a lot of brothers out there. But you don't, I guess, to flip it, I understand what he's saying, saying to Sherry and so probably to the other ladies on the panel, it hasn't come into play that you've actually thought that he was ashamed. But then again, it's like you don't want him to actually be in the public eye or be in the, be with you everywhere you go, and then he starts to play a role. You know what I'm saying? So he'll start to act like, he's this and he's that, and that might push your buttons altogether the wrong way if he says something, but he's playing the role. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
So I definitely see what Steve is saying, but that I just think it's more of a slippery slope. That word of shame and what could possibly come with it.
I mean, let's kind of go down that slippery slope. I mean, I guess because when I heard it, it wasn't that but it immediately made me. I mean, when you say slippery slope, are you talking about that it gives a negative connotation to men in their position as the head or whatever? I mean, because for me, it didn't do any of that. It just gave me a different perspective. Now, I've always been the one who, I've never been someone who said, the reason why I'm single is because, men are intimidated by me, blah, blah, blah. I've never been the type of person like that. It's, I'm single purposely because by choice. I make my own selections. But when I heard him say that, it kind of spoke to me and was like, wow, I never looked at it from that perspective, because further on in the conversation, or maybe, you know, in another part of the conversation, he was saying how women at 18, 21, you know, women are already preparing themselves to have a family, to get things in order and what have you, but as men, y'all are just living life. And then when you hit 30, then you're like, oh, it's time to, you know, bring it in. It's time for me to get right. It's time for me to get my life together. But then, so here you are at 30, and you need a 30-year-old lady, and she's already got the house. She's an executive. She's a VP or a president at a Fortune 500 company, because she's already been positioning herself for a family since she was 18. And so now she's ready for the house, the kids, the husband, and she meets this 30-year-old who is just now getting to the point where he's ready to start figuring out, do I want a family? Do I, you know, oh, man, I need to get my finances in order. And so there's a shift. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't look at it that it was a negative thing for men. It was just recognizing that here is yet another thing that we have to take into consideration when dealing with the opposite sex, plain and simple.
Right. Well, I mean, that's cool and all, what you just said about the, you know, about the remainder of the conversation. You know, that's cool and all, but my thing is, then I could say, with a very small percentage of truth behind it, then.
With a very small percent of truth. Okay,
yes.
That doesn't sound so good.
Well, I mean, well, only because it's not something that I would want to stand on wholeheartedly for people to do for their daughters. And that is, the statement is that if I have a daughter who's 18 years old, 21 years old, and she's prepared to take on a family, and she is ready to take on a family, a husband, or a steady boyfriend, and get family life popping, and it doesn't happen for her in her 20s, and then she shifts into, you know, well, I want to have a career now, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. And so a guy comes along to complete this, to help me start building this family. So I'm going to stack my chips. I'm going to stack my career. The other stuff that I would be doing with the guy, with the kids, but the guy and the kids are not here right now. So the dynamic is that this girl, this daughter, is getting raised to be ready for that family. So the statement, so what I could say is, with a small amount of truth, is that then as parents, we need to go in and we need to start building into our daughters to not be so much ready for a family at 18 and 21, but to more so be ready just to live life.
Okay, well, then you would have to go ahead and do a straight cult. I mean, you're going to have to do straight, you're going to have to do some serious mind conditioning, because you have so many people who were raised as I mean, even myself, I was, you know, at 18 to 21, I was already getting pressure about, when are you going to get married? When are you going to settle down and have kids? When are you going to get a stable job and start building? So if I'm at 36 And that's what was ingrained in me. You have to go back, and I mean do a whole complete turnover of the
matter. Right, right, right. So this is what I'm, but the situation, what I'm talking about doing is not for somebody who is at the stage of life that you are. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, for me, for instance, I have two young daughters.
Right.
They are just starting out. They are just starting out as teenagers now. So I know boys are going to start coming into the play now. So I need to start the statement would mean that I, as a parent, would need to either start now preparing them for just being ready for life, or I would probably have started a little bit younger, you know what I'm saying, and getting them ready so that by the time they're 18 and 21, it's not, well, you know, you can be a wife, or you know, you can be a mom, or you know, you can take care of the house, to telling them, to give them a different path, and that is, hey, well, you know, that career is out there waiting for you, you know. Go out there and live your dreams, work hard for your dreams, and then maybe like six statements down the road, say, and then on top of that, you could be a mom, you could be a wife.
We're going to put a pin right there. Just, we're going to put a little small pin right there, because I just saw a comment from my family, and I'm a little confused, so I need this person to call in. You need to call in. As soon as I say your statement, you need to be pressing 1, because I want you to talk to me, because he just said, if a woman is raised right, she will know how to spot a good man. Are you serious?
Wow.
I'm going to need you to call in, because I don't know how to take that response. I don't know what you was trying to say. See, because we typically are on the same page, but I'm a little thrown off right now. So I'm gonna call you out, Stephen Reggie Sanders. I'm gonna need you to call in and let us know what the heck you're talking about, because what the hell? And then somebody says, that's true in some cases, but to me, that's like a girl brought up in the church, but now is all hell. Okay, I don't know what y'all talking. Ladies, where are y'all at? What is going on? See, because the brothers are in the group, and they're talking, and they're confused. So, Stephen, if you could just please call in. We would like to hear your position, because surely I'm just reading it wrong. Surely. Oh, and just in case, the number is 760-683-2662. Please call in. Because y'all should have made me go ham on y'all real quick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, hold on.
So
check it out. We have on the line Stefan from D.C. Stefan, what's up?
What up?
Okay,
so you need to come
correct.
You need to
clean
that
statement out.
Okay. For instance,
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. What I was saying was, my niece, who I helped raise, she knows what a man is supposed to be. She knows that a man is supposed to open doors, is supposed to pull out chairs, is supposed to treat her like a queen. She knows that the man that's going to be the man in her life is going to be her best friend. She knows these things. Why? Because I taught her these things. If there's not a man in a woman's life to teach her these things, she's not going to know.
Okay, that sounds a little bit better, because your statement just kind of sent me over the edge. Just a tad, I was going to have to say a couple of things, because, okay.
You know how I roll, so.
Well, and that's what I said before my blood pressure went a little high. I said, we're normally on the same page with some things, but when you said, you typed it, you said, a girl who is raised right will know how to find one. I just needed a little clarity because I was about to say something ugly. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to work and listen at the same time. So.
Okay. Well, you continue to work it. See, ladies, that's one of the elements of a good man. He at least has a job, whatever that may be. He has a job. Okay. Okay. Okay, now, Stephen, somebody just commented and said, just because he opens, where my comment go, just because he opens a door, wait, hold on, I got y'all going, my ladies done came out. Okay, so she just said, just because he opened doors and pulled out chairs, that makes him a good man. So go ahead and explain to her what you're saying.
That's part of it.
That's part of it, but
there's more parts to it.
Okay, you want to elaborate? You do have the floor.
Hold on. So I'm gonna tell you, this is my opinion of where all our relationships are failing.
Okay.
They're failing from jump because we're not getting to know the people that we are dating. We're not getting to know who they truly are. And the only way to do that is through friendship.
Period. Okay. They going in. I'm sorry, Stephen. They going in on the group. They talking about a woman with bad values can change a good man into a bad boy. I mean, I'm not understanding. I thought y'all were ahead. I thought y'all were strong. So now you telling me y'all can be influenced? Then you're not a man, you're a boy. Okay, but that's not what you said.
Go
ahead.
I agree with
you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm sorry.
I agree with that 150%. If you're not man enough to stand up for yours, then no, you're not a man. You're just a boy in a man's body, and you got man's years. That's it.
Okay. So, Keith, because you still have the floor. You are still good with me. All right.
So I'm going back to work, but I'm still going to listen. So hopefully don't nobody send out an ignorant and make me call back in.
Okay. Well, call back on in. We appreciate the conversation. Jeff, do we have another caller who has something to say, or did they release themselves from the line?
Yeah, they released themselves. But Deidre, what he was saying, I wholeheartedly believe was Stefan was talking about. When he was talking about you have to do a deep dive into that person. You have to become a friend because you know so much about your girlfriend. You know so much about your boy that are you know what I'm saying that you probably know from day one of playing on your block in Texas or what have you. You were raised together. So you've been through the thick and the thin, and then so that when feelings come into play, it makes that bond even stronger. You have a base for those feelings to now grow and flourish. And when those feelings do come to light, it's easier for you to pursue because you know how to talk to that man. You know how to talk to that woman. You know how to be yourself around that person because that's all that you ever big. You were never the representative in the club. You would probably, this would be the person that you would come and talk to the day after the club and tell them how you put on that real, you put on the freakum dress, you went to the club and you danced with this dude and he went to go ask you for his phone number and his breast stain. You would be telling that to a guy, and y'all would laugh about it, it'd be over ice cream or something in the afternoon. That's the kind of stuff that breaks down. There's no barriers for you to build up because you're just freely giving yourself to that friend. That makes feeling, that makes love more genuine when that's how it happens. So when that does happen, and years later you're telling the story of how you might be telling the kids or the grandkids, or you might be telling your girlfriend, a new girlfriend, how did you meet your husband? Girl, we've been friends for years. Da, 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 da. You have no story about you met his representative at the club.
Right.
No, it's like, we were both snot-nosed kids on the block in Texas, and we were doing s'mores in the backyard, and it just popped off from there. And what is that? When you do stuff like that, that melts the hearts of other women that you are talking to because they know that that is some higher-level, deeper relationship stuff that either they have too, they don't have, and probably not going to get. But that's something that's the special. That's the three stars on relationship status because you know you got all that behind it.
Okay. That takes me into the next. I saw another comment that came across the group, and it says, why do you think the good men are hiding? Maybe you're not in the position to be found. I would like that commenter to post what the heck he's trying to say. I mean, what do you mean exactly? You're not in a position to be found. Okay, it's not like all of the women are going to the club, shaking their rump and all this kind of stuff. You know, some of these women are in church faithfully, you know, they're trying to live right and, you know, not trying to subject themselves to worldly things. And then you're going to come and you're going to say, maybe you're not in a position to be found. What the heck? What are you supposed to do, put an ad in the paper and say, hello? I am seeking a good man. So if you could please, sir, if you could comment, you know, and let us know what exactly you're talking about, we would appreciate that. Somebody commented back on a person being able to be changed because of somebody else's value. And they said that pain will take any person outside of his or her character. And then rejection of your true self can cause a person to come outside of their true self. I'm still leaning on the side of maybe you're not sure about who you are, so you're easily influenced. And that's what I'm going to say about that. But, hey, if you would like to call in and dispute what I'm saying, I sure would appreciate it. And you could do so at 760-683-2662. Call on in. I want to hear from you.
Wow. you just gonna call everybody out tonight, ain't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we got to do. That's what it's about. I mean, because here we are. We're amongst friends. We're able to talk about these things. You know, and I don't want us to just hide behind Facebook posts. I want to hear your voice. I want to talk to you. Let's see. Okay.
Deidre?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Anthony from Maryland on the line. I'm gonna
yes,
come
on, Anthony. Love it.
Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, Anthony.
Since you calling us all out.
Wow.
Hey, you know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, let me see what I mean by that.
Okay.
Because people don't understand that when you're in a relationship, it's not, a lot of people can't handle rejection.
Okay.
And sometimes pain causes you to do a whole lot of things. A lot of people don't know how to express pain, they express it in anger. So you may go into a situation or a relationship where you might be liking this person or feeling this person, but then you're rejected from being yourself. You know that man that they talk about pulling out the chair, holding the door, treating a woman respectful? Some women don't want to be treated respectful.
What?
Well, you saying you only talk right now, it sounds like you're talking from your own personal experience.
I am thinking about my girlfriends, and I will agree that there is maybe 3% of the women out there who may be.
That's a pretty
good. The other 97% are saying what you just said is a bit of garbage. Yeah.
I think there's a pretty good percentage of women out there that go in, you know, full-fledged with no values a lot of times. You know, they go out there.
You're absolutely true. And we're not quite there, but it's a good segment into, you know, our topic was where are the good men. But then the second half of the show is actually what's up with all of these desperate women. And then I believe that that's where these women with no values come into play. Because there is a significant number of females who will pursue men who are married, who are okay with being the other woman, who will let men do whatever it is as long as they're saying the right words or whatever. So I would agree with you there.
But that's what I'm saying. You have a guy that meets one of these women that has been a mistress 5 or 10 years, but they looking to settle down into a relationship with this woman, not knowing that that's the type of woman she is. But by the time they find that out, you know, they are faced with the total rejection of, wow, this is not who I thought this was.
At what point are you having a conversation and you say, this is what I'm looking for, and they're going to give you an answer? Okay? And if they give you the answer that you're looking for, then of course I'm assuming, and I know that I can make an ass out of you and me by assuming, but we're going to take this road. But if I have said, hey, I want to be in a committed relationship, I want this to lead to marriage and what have you, are you down? And they say yes. The next course of action is we're going to move forward, but I am also looking at your actions. And in most cases, if you're not ready to do that, there's going to be plenty of signs. So I hear what you're saying, you know, that you come in contact with this person and, you know, and later on you find out, but at what point do you say, yeah, no, I'm not going there?
Okay, let me say this, and this will kind of wrap it up in a nutshell. Most people are not going to feel or not going to express who they really are until they're comfortable in who you are. It's just period. They're not going to open up and share all of their intimate details about themselves until they're comfortable with who they're giving them to. So a lot of times you're not going to find out ahead of time who they really are until you're deep in the relationship. And by then, you don't already develop feelings for somebody that you don't.
Well, you can have feelings with somebody and keep it moving.
I mean, yeah, if you got a cold heart.
No, it's not a cold heart. It's just I have identified that we are not on the same page. So rather than continue down this spiraling road of destruction, I'm going to get off and exit stage right. Everybody has choices. And I believe that by you saying that, you know, by this time that you finally figure somebody out, you know, you do not, that's a cop-out. Okay, and so what? You've caught feelings. Okay. Yeah, you caught feelings for the little girl you had a crush on when you was in the fifth grade. But now you're a grown man, you're married, you got a wife, and you're happy that y'all married. And you ain't spent no chick from the fifth grade. Come on, that's a cop-out, dude.
I'm not talking about revisiting something that was in the past and bringing it to the forefront. I'm talking about actually courting a woman.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Your key word is courting. I am not married. I am not tied down. I can make a conscious decision to exit stage right or left or front, center, back, however way you want. You can jump out the window. You do not have to stay there. You are making a choice to do so.
You're making a choice to commit to a relationship. So that takes time to commit to. And during that course of time that you're trying to commit to a relationship, you're finding out about one another. Is that not supposed to happen that way?
Say that again.
When you're trying to court a woman, you're trying to find out her, not just about her, but about her family life, her values, her goals. You're trying to find these things out. And in the interim of finding out what's on the surface, you want to know intimate details about this person. And that takes time. And in the course of that time of trying to find out intimate details, it's not going to happen in one conversation.
I'm not saying it's going to happen in one conversation. I'm saying you have been dealing with someone within 90 days. Okay. In 90 days, you've been able to do some type of assessment if this is something that you can do long term.
I agree. You should be able to do some type of assessment if you're going to be with this person. I agree. In 90 days, if you don't know anything in 90 days, you should.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, well, see, I'm a strong advocate about being very, very open with who I am. Because I'm going to be regardless. So I'm going to give you a whole bunch of stuff up front. Because I don't have time to waste.
But
that's just me.
You're like one in a million. That you're going to just put your cards on the table and then let's play. But not everybody. And open to that, the majority of the people is not that transparent or not that bold to put all their cards on the table.
So
you have situations where, again, you get wrapped up into a situation where you expose yourself emotionally for someone that wasn't good for you. And it messes up for the next person that you're going into a situation with. I'm just saying it happened.
Okay.
So that's just kind of me wrapping up, you know, my what I meant by the two comments that I made about pain can cause a person to come out of their character.
Okay.
And so can rejection.
Okay. I'll give you that. A little bit.
It seems like it comes a little bit, so I must
have
got somewhere.
Yeah, a little bit. I'll let you say a little something. That could be because I have turned my eyes towards another comment. I do appreciate you, Anthony, for calling in. We do appreciate your support. You are one of our big commenters in the group, so we totally appreciate you you stepping out and giving us a call, because I do know a lot of people like to interact online and not necessarily be on the phone, so we do appreciate you.
Yes, Deidre,
DJ?
Yes.
Your friend Stefan from DC has called back in with a couple of comments for you, I guess. Stefan, are you there?
Hey, well, hold that thought. Hold your thought real quick. I just want to point out to one of the commenters on the post. This whole yelling, you know, like, where are the men at? Please understand that nobody's out there saying, oh, my gosh, woe is me, where are the men at? This is really just a conversation about, you know, you have a collective group of men and women who say, hey, where are the good men at? You know, I'm a good woman or I'm a good man, and I just can't seem to find. So we're giving space for people to ask questions and say, you know, well, maybe I didn't consider this, and maybe I should consider that. So don't get too harsh with this whole, you know, I almost feel like I was about to go to hell when you said that, you know, good woman, you shouldn't have to yell where the good men's. We see that as you're loud, and men don't care for loud women. No, this is a discussion. So if you don't want to discuss, this might not be the place. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So, Stefan, my man, with you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, what we got?
Can we go back to this courtship thing, please?
Yes, sir. Go for it. I'm all for it.
Hopefully Anthony is listening so I can break it down to him what courting is. Foremost, I can't court a woman until I know that woman.
Oh.
So, because courtship leads to marriage, I can't court a woman that I don't know. So, those first 90 days are trying to get to know her first and foremost. Then maybe I'll court her. But I might get to know her as a friend and feel as though I don't want to court her because she's not my wife. She's not wife material to me.
Okay.
So, that's not courtship. Those first getting to know people is not courtship. Courtship is when you know a person and you've decided that you want this person, that you want to go to the next level to see if the relationship can work as the friendship. So there's dating and there's, you can go out on a date with a friend to hang out. Just because you out, it doesn't mean I want to be with you in a relationship. I could ask you out to see how you are in different settings. Because you could be one way when you hang out with just me and my partners or me and my friends, but then when you get around your friends, you act a totally different way.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Anthony, you know, if you would like to call back or if you would like to post a comment to respond to what Stefan has stated, we sure would love to hear from you. Someone made a comment about pain can change a person, but if that person knows him or herself, you should be able to use that pain to grow. A person that doesn't learn can't grow. I high five that comment very much.
Oh, my God. That read like something off of PBS. Oh, my God. So I got a question for Heather.
Okay.
What's that?
Heather, can you please list some places where you believe, if you do believe this, where good men are?
It definitely ain't the church, that's for sure.
Well,
I think that there are good men around us every day, in the grocery store, in the post office, at the bank, outside, you know, collecting the trash, all the workers, the gas company, the street, you know, construction workers. There are good men all around us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if there are good men all around us, why are there so many single women? What's up, Heather?
Well, if they're anything like me, you pick the loser.
Well,
and you're used to. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I discovered this. Trust me, this is clearly in my head after tonight's science project and football. This is what my thought is for this conversation: is that you pick the loser, or you meet someone who is not the one, and instead of you weeding them out, especially single, aggressive, intellectually stimulated, motivated by projects and deadlines and things like that, savvy women like myself, you look at them as a challenge and you take on the challenge of fixing and changing.
Mm-hmm.
When intellectually you know that that's not possible, but it's almost like the same thing in the workplace or in the home, you look at it as something that I can handle this, I can make this right, I can change this. And so you accept them where they are, what they are, and you put it in a folder that makes it look nice, like we kind of do with all the junk on our desk, that makes it look nice, and you keep working at it to think that it's going to get better, and it really doesn't. So that's why there's so many single women, because we waste a lot of time trying to fix and change, having projects.
So that just says to me that when I put all of my stuff on the table immediately, I'm actually doing a good thing.
No, not necessarily, because I don't think everything needs to be on the table for you to know.
I'm not saying that absolutely everything needs to be on the table.
No, in the first 5 days, we don't need to know that you want to have a baby, and that's your goal.
But that's a given.
Okay, but I think like anything,
okay,
you can
kind
of figure it out. Some things you could figure it out.
Well,
in general conversation.
90-day cut.
No, you may not make it to the 90-day cut, but I'll give you a
point. Day three.
No, that's true. But I think those things you can discover in conversation, because somebody can have a good job and want children and want to get married, but if they're an asshole, you still don't want to be with them.
You are absolutely correct.
So if I never discovered that you wanted to have kids and you're the pits, I still don't want to be with you. But I think there are certain things that you should – I do think there are certain things that should be put on the table. I mean, like in preparation for tonight's conversation and just – because we had the conversation about are there any men left out there, and you and another friend, quotes of ours, had referred this particular site, and I, you know, told you I was going to look into this.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I looked into this, and most of the men there, if they would just be up front, like they might be okay guys, but what they're really looking for is somebody to have sex with. So I would prefer that a good man say, I want to have sex with you. I'm really not interested in what, you know, you think or what you do for a living or whether or not you can keep home. I just want to kind of come over your house and screw you.
Mm. That's what you would prefer?
Yes.
So you could say yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't want them to take your choice away?
No, I don't want them to play a mind game. I don't want them to take my choice away, and I don't want them to pander and do some little groveling type of thing. That's really not going to happen. Because in my mind, although I think I'm very open and I'm probably more advanced than probably most, I think there's still certain things that when you meet a man or you don't know someone – They don't just come to your home and pick you up. In this day and time, I think you meet somewhere. As a single woman and the mother of a boy child, I don't just have men come into my house. Oh, I was going to stop by and see. You're not going to stop by my home.
Right.
Because this is my son's home. So he doesn't have to go in his room because you're here, and I don't need to hide you from him, hide him from you. And I don't need you knowing the layout of my home because you might be crazy. And it baffles me that in 2012 there are men who still don't get that. Like, why can't I come over? So that says to me that some women are just like, oh, yeah, come on over. So I think there are good men out there, but I think the men that so also I think that the guys who are good, sometimes as women we turn them into something else.
So you okay, so you're in agreement with Mr. Anthony.
Okay. That women can turn good men into bad men?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there's also, I'll even go as far as to put this out there, and this further substantiates, I think, what Anthony was talking about. If you are growing up and your first couple of boyfriends out the gate treated you bad, or they cheated on you, or you might have had a pretty good boyfriend and you had a pretty good run, you know, with him for a couple of years, but now comes along a more well-polished, well-relationship-averse person, meaning he might be the guy to open the door, to pull out your chair, to, you know, open an umbrella for you so that you don't get wet. He does all of those chivalry-type things that maybe your boyfriend prior didn't do. He caters to not just wanting to sex you up, but he caters to your mind, he caters to your heart, he caters to your soul. The physical will just be amplified later when all the roles are pumping on all cylinders. But you as a female have not been accustomed to dealing with a guy of this caliber. As much as you tell yourself that you are this kind of woman, you're strong, you're this, you're that, you never dealt with this kind of dude. So then you decide to call this type of dude, you call him a punk, you call him a wussy. You tell your girlfriend, oh, my God, I got her pussy because he does this and he does that. No, that's not the case, but that's what you turn it into because the other dudes have dogged you out. The other dudes have lied to you within the first, like, 15 days of, like, talking to you on a telephone. This dude has not. He's coming to you with the truth. But you turn it and you twist it because you've never dealt with it. If all of your prior boyfriends had been like the dude who's doing these chivalry things and tending to you in different ways other than just the physical and treating me like dirt, then you would know how to handle it. So you are not basically educated in the level of relationship that this dude is that comes to you, which is the good dude. So that's another reason why you don't see this guy coming, because you see this guy coming, and he comes to you and he says to you, hello, my name is Charles. What's your name? But you've been used to, oh, my God, baby, with a back like that, yo, I'm trying to, yo, let me pound that. Let me hit that. Yo, can I have sex with you? Or used to like, yo, honey, dip. Like, can I get your digits? But then, hello, my name is Charles. Like, oh, my God, you're recording, dude. Get out of here. What's that? You turn it and you twist it. Why? Again, you've never been there before. That's the dude in the fairy tale books. Yeah, I read about him, but he's not the six foot three football player on the high school team that I want to get with because he's the most popular dude. And he might be driving a Mustang. But I don't know nothing about how he treats women. And then I get with this dude and all he wants is sex.
Yeah, and I think that also works in the reverse too, Jeff. Like, I know a lot of guys that I grew up around, especially in the church, and raised in two-parent homes with good fathers, good example of wholesome, not just Christian men, but just wholesome men. Like, some of their fathers didn't come to church, but they were good men. They went to work. They had morals. They had standards. They were just good men, upstanding. Like, if there was a special feeding the homeless on Thanksgiving at the church, they'd be there for that special program. But, like, every Sunday or deacon, you know, they weren't that, but they were good men. And I've seen them be turned, those guys that I grew up with and, you know, my brothers and them, be turned into not necessarily bad guys, but promiscuous, not necessarily settling down with one woman because women are so grafty and so willing to give, 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 and there's no limit. There's no hesitation about, I mean, my brother dated a girl that was in the church. One of my brothers, two of them dated girls that were in the church, and it was visible that they were dating our families, you know, everything. But did that stop other women? Not at all. Not at all. And I'm saying I hear stories from my brothers, my male friends, about women who, you know, you come over their house, y'all watch a movie, you fall asleep, and don't realize that it's the next morning you wake up, and she done left a note, I'm going to work, lock the door when you leave, and then left him a key. Or, you know, giving keys out or spending the night, letting them take your car. Like, all sorts of stuff that women do, and I don't know if it's always out of desperation or out of neediness, or is it just a looseness or a lack of consciousness about the effects or what that says to a man, the signals or the vibe that that gives. But these are good guys who naturally probably would have, you know, messed with one girl in high school, met a girl in college, gotten married and settled down. But I think that's very difficult to do for anybody because it's sort of like when you, you know, if you're at home and you pack your lunch, you're going to eat what you pack and more than likely you'll eat something healthy if that's your goal. But if you don't take your lunch and everything around you is five guys in the snack, then there's a smorgasbord, something for you to choose from, you're less likely to eat something that's more beneficial to you. So the same thing for a man. I mean, how much at a young age between the ages of 16 and 30 can you take of women saying, here, come get it, come have some, come get it, come have some? Is he going to just keep saying no, 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 and exercise a level of self-control beyond capacity? And when I'm saying to you, oh, you can screw me, you can come over, I'm going to cook dinner, and you can drive my car, and I don't care who else you're seeing, or if I know you with somebody. So it's not like you're cheating on me because I already know you with somebody. Like, women are okay with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you decide for yourself that that's how you want to operate, I mean, that's just you and how your mindset is, and that's how you operate. And I mean, if it works for you, and you know it's not hurting you, then I say, you know, good for you. You know, do you how you need to do you. But if it's a situation, you know, to where it's hurting you and you're internalizing and you all doubled over in the shower crying every time the dude would leave because you can't believe he's doing this and you can't believe you're allowing him to do that and you just can't get away from him and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, then that's a problem. So that's a big problem. But like I said, I think more so than anything, a lot of women out there are operating on what works for them. Some women are operating on, hey, there's a shortage out here. And basically, as long as the dude gives me the opportunity to choose to be with him, and I feel that I know everything up front, whether it's he got a girlfriend, he got a wife, he's bisexual, whatever the case may be, and I want to go with that flow, then I'm going to go with that flow, and I'm just going to keep it moving. Then there's some straight up you know, good girls like Deidre, and I believe like yourself too, Heather, that, you know, you want that good dude to come along and present himself, and you want everything to flow in, you know, upper fashion, so that you get to maybe not the plateau of marriage, but it flows to a plateau to where you are, you're comfortable, you're living how you want to live together.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with what you're saying. You know, and I'm not one of those people who look for, you know, some perfect person and doesn't have anything that needs to be tweaked or fixed, because I don't think that I am. But definitely someone who is okay with telling the truth. Like, I can deal with someone saying, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm dealing with, I'm not ready to do this, but I'm ready to do this. Like, that kind of thing, for me, is very big. Because
right.
I'm all for accepting people where they are, how they are. Because I want the same for me, you know what I mean? And so I can respect a dude that can say to me, listen, I like you, I like hanging out with you, but I'm going to see other people because that's what I want to do. That's where I'm at right now. Like, that's fine with me because I can put that in the proper place.
Right.
And I think over time it's been difficult for me, but I think that what I've learned and has probably been the biggest lesson, especially in dating, is that when someone says no or I don't want to do this, I don't want to be that way, it doesn't say something's wrong with you or you're not good enough for them, and nothing's wrong with them. You're just not their choice. So it's just like the person who likes Pepsi versus the person who likes Coke. That don't mean Pepsi's nasty. It just means you like Coke and they like Pepsi. Nothing's wrong with either one. It's not, nobody's bad for picking it. Nobody's bad for not picking it. It's just not what you want, and that's okay. And so to be okay with what people, but I think my biggest irritant is that people are just not honest. Just be honest. Like, does it take a whole lot to say, I saw you, you looked good, and this is what I wanted?
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't be offended?
No. You know, when I'm offended, I'll give you a prime example, and y'all are not going to believe that this happened, but it happened. I met this guy at a game, and it was kind of ironic the way that I met him, because he was with two other guys, and one of the guys that was with him was kind of like following me. I could tell that this guy was following me, walking and with his eyes. And, but he probably was just more shy and just didn't say anything to me, but his friend did. And I ended up leaving the game, and a girlfriend of mine gave the guy my number. I found out that evening that she's given my number, but I don't hear from him, and that's fine. This is on a Saturday. That Thursday, I hear from him. And we talk with each other, whatever. Well, we happen to be around the same area at the time. And so he said, well, I'm close to where you are. I'm going to come, you know, to where you are. And I said, well, that's fine. And so we standing in a parking lot, and we found out that both of us are on Words with Friends. And so we start playing each other, but we're standing outside in this parking lot. And he says, well, I'm going to bet you on a game. He was like, so if you win the game, what do you want? So I'm thinking, like, I don't want anything. Like, I just met you. I don't know you. And so I said, okay, well, give me a bottle of nail polish. And he says, okay. So we play the game. Neither one of us finish. We go away. Next, let's say a week and a half goes by, and we're talking and we're still playing the game. Nobody's, like, real adamant about the game. Well, nonetheless, I asked him, well, you never said what you wanted if you win the game. You're not going to believe what he said he wanted. Me to suck his penis anywhere on demand. So me in my mindset, I'm thinking this isn't necessarily real. Like, who says that to somebody they just met? But okay, so I kind of laugh it off like you did, Jeff. Well, guess who loses the game? Me. So over this week's process time, I mean, he's given up all this. I really like you. I mean, we meet for lunch one day at work, and we go to a pet store one day, and, I mean, it's just like, I really like you. I'm really feeling you. Well, when I lose this game, we happen to be together once the last play is made, And he goes into, you need to pay your vet. You need to pay your vet. And I'm like laughing it off. And then I realize that he's getting more and more serious. Every phone conversation, every text message, every email exchange, like, I mean, I can't believe you're going to pay your vet. I wouldn't talk to him for 2 days. And he called. I'm like, hi, you doing whatever. I mean, I guess I'm all right. I'm just feeling some kind of way about you because you didn't pay your vet. So finally I had to stop him and say, listen, that is a turnoff, and you couldn't possibly think somebody that you just met. I said, I really thought you were being facetious and funny. Do you know that we don't even talk to each other? Because he was very serious. He wanted his bet paid. Who in America does that?
He does.
It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
Well, that, I mean, that's a, you, I mean, you could say that's not, you could say that that's not appropriate. But
that's not appropriate,
Jack. I hear what you're saying, and I feel you on it wholeheartedly. But that is, I put that in the same box as when dudes approach women talking about their body parts. Like, you walk by and he approaches you on, like, oh, my God, yo, you got the fat lump. Like, yo, what's up, boo, what's your name?
And I would say that's not appropriate.
Right, but right then and there, he is putting it out there. The reason why he is talking to you, because he is physically, sexually activated. Boom. Anything after that is going to be what you decide to let happen. Now, Heather... didn't, Heather's saying, look, dude, that's not appropriate. But Kiki might be like, boy, you so crazy.
I don't think I'm that lame and that dry. Like, I feel like if two adults meet each other and the energy is there and they decide that they want to go home and have sex, I don't think any less of her or no less of him.
Right.
I don't judge that. But
I don't judge it. You just shouldn't do it.
Okay, you shouldn't do it, Deidre.
And I don't.
But I'm sure you have one night stands in your lifetime. My God.
You should not do it.
This comes from the person who doesn't need any feelings to have sex. People, do not listen. Whatever you do, don't do it. But
yeah,
I think that there is a certain way to approach something, and I think a woman can definitely let you know when they're in that space.
Right. So
like, my rule of thumb is that a man should always treat a woman, however she's acting, you should always treat her at the level of a lady. Now, if she acts beneath that, you need to make a determination about you concerning her, not about her. So I would never stoop so low as a gentleman and say, over a game, come suck my penis on the man wherever I'm at. You gotta be kidding.
Hey, just one quick note. That did not happen to Deidre. That happened to Heather.
Why you need to make that clear?
Because somebody just IM'd me and said, Deidre, you should have known. And I was like, that wasn't even me.
Should have known what?
They're saying, Deidre, you should have known this person was serious.
No. It's nothing inside of me would have said that they were serious.
I will go so far as to say this. He just happened to read Heather the wrong way. That's what it is. He read Heather the wrong way, and he probably thought that, you know, the talking here and there between or while the game was being played was, you know, him feeling Heather out to go ahead and push this envelope with her with her in the bed. And he just read the situation the wrong way. Now, maybe he's been in situations before where he was able to, you know, have that situation come off positively for him in that light, but this just wasn't that, setup. So it was just a bad read. It was a bad call. So everybody in the stadium, boo with the refs, boo. But and he didn't get what he wanted.
Yes, and
but I will say this though, Heather, when he said that, as I would have been like, okay, that's not cute. I don't even like that bit. I think that's gross. As a matter of fact, I don't want to talk to you. No,
well,
but I'm saying,
like I said, I really thought it was like just like being funny. Like, I didn't think any, when I tell you, and this might be the dumb blonde piece of me that comes out, I didn't think anything of, it was as if he hadn't even said a word. Like, who would even think someone would do that when they just met him? Like, I mean, I can understand if you,
but
you know, meet somebody and it goes
there. A lot of women out there who, you know, like,
clearly.
But you said there are people out here who hook up with people, and you said you don't have any problem with them hooking up and going home and smashing or whatever on them. So he may have encountered a female that was willing to smash on first sight, and so he was trying his hand. It's just like the little kid who reaches his hand out to the fire to see if it's hot. Even, you know, I got to test and see whether or not that this is going to go. And by you laughing it off, it was just like, oh, she's not feeling it right now. Maybe I'll give her a week or two or three, and then finally she'll be down to do it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's okay for you to feel, to think that. I'm okay with that. No, I am okay with someone thinking that, and I understand your perspective. I just think that sometimes when I think, and I mean, I think that at the core he may be a very nice guy, but I think when you're sexually motivated, that does not tend to be a lasting relationship. It can be beneficial for the attraction, but it's not going to be anything meaningful and lasting when you're only motivated by what you see physically and sexually.
Right. Exactly. My point exactly. He was physically, sexually motivated. That right there, I'm not looking for nothing else. I might be looking straight up for a sex buddy. Somebody who I can...
Okay, but why? But if that's what you're looking for, why not put that out there?
Right, but here's the thing.
Why not just say that?
Well, maybe he thought that you guys were coming to an understanding, and he just met.
What we gonna understand?
Right, but okay. All right. Now. This has been a very enlightening conversation, and we do so appreciate you joining us each week on Amongst Friends, where you get to talk and share your thoughts and comments, and it's all good. So, why don't you join us next week, same time, same place, different conversation, 760-683-2662. We do appreciate your time. We love you. We're about to wrap this thing up. I know y'all still got more to say. Hit us up on the Facebook page. We love you. Jeff, it's time for you to take us out.
Peace.
Amongst Friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst Friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. amongst friends. Sabo Convo, amongst friends.